Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
WEEI Afternoons on Roman Anthony Day in Boston. According to my buddy Dan Ball, he'll be wearing number 48. No significance.
Wait, that can't be a permanent number.
Maybe.
48?
It doesn't. I don't know.
That,
don't
did, like that did not. Number. Whoa, I was all excited. I just literally pumped my excitement debut brakes.
Why?
48?
I don't like that number.
Make the number. The number doesn't make the man. The man makes the number.
Yeah,
if he hits two home runs tonight, you know what will be a really popular number? 48. If he's as good as he's supposed to be, 48.
Two.
Okay. Who are you people?
Okay.
Humans.
But, you know, can you see Aaron Judge wearing 48?
I'm like, nine. He's got 99.
That's just a badass number.
Zero. Seven.
Yeah, LeVon Kirkland,
12.
99. J.J. Watt, 99.
56. You know who wore 48?
Who?
Guy who kicked your ass, maybe? Wasn't that Moose's number?
Oh, it was. It was. Ooh. Okay, you asked Moose.
Daryl Johnson?
Did he kick your ass?
Oh, what do you think, bro?
Probably not. He's a little more undersized. You were bigger than him, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sweetheart of a guy. But come on, please. Oh, you know what we'll do? You and I, you know what we're going to do? We're going to sit down, you and I, and we're going to watch some Dallas Cowboys film. And then you can tell me who got the better of who in those games.
Vrabel's a former teammate of mine, and I could kick his ass then. I could still kick his ass.
Hey.
There you go. Just so did you guys think about it today? Did you guys maybe?
You
like,
were definitely sizing each other up.
End of Rocky 3.
That's
end of Rocky 3.
There was a point in which I actually went to hit his arm, and he slaps my hand down.
Oh, yeah.
Like he just.
I love that competitive.
It's a very he always is waiting for me to put my hands into him, so he just slaps my hands away every time I try and go in there and give him a squeeze. You know,
yeah, like Kevin Garnett knocking the ball out of the hoop. Like no.
Yeah, he was sending a message. He was still like
no.
The big dog is still the big dog.
Heavy hands, that guy. Oh my God, they're heavy.
Really?
They hit you and it hurts, man. That is one of the most underrated things about his game is his hand fighting. His pass rush ability, but hand fighting skills are off the charts with Mike. He's an excellent user of his hands, of his arms, of keeping guys off, of keeping it, if the guys are trying to get. It's always a race in football to get your hands into the breastplate. And so who can get there first usually wins the play. And so Vrabel is so adept at beating guys to their. To that point.
These are the TED Talks, the impromptu TED Talks I'm here for.
Mike absolutely.
Mike Vrabel, heavy-handed hand fighter.
Oh, my gosh. Excellent.
And I just love the fact that you could see in the video, if you watched it online or on Twitch, that they were sizing each other up. And also, from a negative perspective for the current Patriots, I made the proclamation that I think both of you could beat Cole Strange in one rep. If you put pads on right now, I think you could take him in one rep.
You see, old 69 was playing left guard there.
Yeah, you like that?
You know, I don't mind it. I don't think he's the worst guard ever. There is a first. He did get drafted in the first round.
That would be Jordan Devy.
He wasn't the worst guard when he was out there. Did he underperform his draft position? Yes.
So we're going from the excitement of Roman Anthony to he's not the worst.
But let me tell you, is he an upgrade from Laydon Robinson? You know, from CeeDee Soule.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he will be if he's healthy. Yes.
Is that a maybe undersized, sort of light in their pants, left side.
A little bit.
Will Campbell and Cole Strange.
A little bit.
I feel like you're sort of susceptible to some getting pushed around a little bit.
Speaking of offensive line, have you heard about Bogan Moses' tattoo?
No. Do tell.
Oh.
Is it of Andy?
It's epic. His back tattoo is epic.
Why did you see Morgan Moses' back
tattoo? My man just took the shirt off, and he was out there conditioning, running.
What happened when I left?
You picked the wrong time to leave.
You were fighting people
off the
I will tell you this.
Off the rails.
You will never see a back tattoo quite like Morgan Moses.
Well,
it's phenomenal.
Well, you know, there's been all this crazy stuff this year with back tats, like Dak Prescott had himself sedated for, I want to say, 8 or 10 hours for a back tat. Anthony Richardson had like a 10-hour.
Tatum has the wings that come out through the tank top.
That's the way to go, too. His
entire back is tatted up.
Huh.
With
his
number.
Like full size.
Yes.
So
it looks like
he's going to be wearing that number forever.
If he's not wearing 76, then that tattoo ain't going to look too good, man. It is unbelievable.
That's a bold move.
It is.
It's not like he didn't get like Patriots 2025 Super Bowl champs on there.
I've
never seen anything like it.
We told you that Ted Johnson wearing a Ted Johnson jersey to the beach would be kind of douchey.
Yeah.
What if you have your jersey tattooed on your back at the beach? What
if you're built like Morgan Moses?
If you're built like him, do whatever the hell you want.
Yeah,
man.
Probably true.
Do whatever.
Who's going to say anything?
You want. I liked seeing him out there. He was like he was been reported in other OTAs. He was out there. He was the last guy out there working with the offensive linemen. I love that. I mean, that's offensive linemen. I love them. They're the best. They're the heartbeat of your entire operation. And if he's going to be the leader of that operation, I feel pretty good about it.
So Drake May was the topic du jour. He spoke with the media today. Mike Vrabel got maybe 5 or 6 questions about Drake May's leadership and evolution. You watch Drake May. You listen to Drake May, the Drake May experience. Where are we with Ted Johnson's? Because you're a proponent. You're very high on Drake May. How are we feeling about Drake May?
I want a little bit more out of him.
How so?
From a leadership standpoint. I want more ownership. I want more of a bigger presence. I want him to yell and scream and communicate and high five and dap. And the kid looks like he's swimming a little bit. Like he's just kind of, you know, it's like I just focus on his job. What do you want to, and which is fine, which is great, but what you want him to do, get to a point is where he's not thinking so much about his job, and he can almost start putting energies and thoughts into being a leader and bringing guys together. And look, you can just tell this offense is going to be a tick or two higher than the last year's, but I don't know, just overall presence. And again, I had played with, you know, Bledsoe had a presence. I mean,
yep.
A big dude.
Yeah.
He was, very confident. So was obviously Brady. We know that. I want to see that from Dak. I have yet to see that from Drake. I want to see that from Drake where I see a guy. This is my offense, damn it. And we're going to compete every day and we're going to get better every day. And you're going to know where I stand every single day in practice. I still don't see that in him, and maybe that's never going to be him.
But so,
that's unfair.
I feel like someone first told us that. Who was the first person to tell us last year, like, he's not a real rah-rah, big speech, yell, scream.
And that's
type.
Fine. Yeah. Like, I'm a big believer you got to be who you are.
You're right.
Like, Jalen Hurts is a guy that I observe from afar. He doesn't look like much of a yeller.
No.
He's a world champion.
But he's got a little bit of a killer mentality to him. You know what I mean? And I don't, you know, he kind of has this, he doesn't yell, but he looks at you like, you know what? I'm going to
squat you and your friend. Yeah. He can squat, you know, yeah. He can squat over 600 pounds.
There is still a presence about Jalen Hurts. I don't feel a presence around Drake yet.
So two questions in that light. One is it, because we actually, when we played some of his press conference live here on the show, and we got a lot of texts and Twitch chats sort of making fun of him for his Southern style and drawl or whatever you want to call it. Is that something, as New Englanders, we're not used to, that maybe we misconstrue or put a negative connotation on, that's just being from the South?
Yeah, but I've known Southerners that are killers, you know, that'll want to slice you up and spit you out. And that might not be his style. My feeling is that's what they probably would want from him is more of that kind of, you know, I want him to take ownership. I want him to be a guy that is like, this is my team, and watch, hold my beer, see what happens. I don't see that kind of ownership yet.
So this makes me wonder, you know, should they have, at this point, Ted, do you think they should have kept Joe Milton on the roster to get under his skin, to agitate him, to try to bring that competitive side out? Or would that have, as we talked earlier, Andy, would that have muddled up the deck for Drake, since it seems like they were so, you know, keen on making sure all the environments were correct for him? That gives me a little concern.
Yeah, I don't know if that
would bring out the best of them. You know what I mean?
If you're right, I don't think it would.
What I think might help is start winning. Like, I think we got to, he's got to start winning.
Throw touchdowns, make more plays.
And you breathe a little bit, and then maybe you know, and this gets some connection with guys, get some, some relationships with guys, get comfortable with guys. And so that's where they need to go. Drake's leadership, I feel like, is still a tad behind.
Yeah, I think we're in evolving times for athletes, quarterbacks, modern athletes. But I do look at it and say, Patrick Mahomes seems like a killer. Joe Burrow is absolutely a killer.
He's John Wick.
Josh Allen, where do we feel about his, specific to sort of his leadership
style? I
think
he's a killer. He's like more of a nice, you know, kind of country boy killer.
He's a killer disguised as a golden retriever.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
That's my read on him.
A golden that hunts and kills.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's my read on him.
He's the guy, don't mistake my kindness for weakness kind
right.
of guy.
So maybe that, again, we do a lot of comparing of Drake May and Josh Allen. Maybe that's where Drake May shoots for, because he doesn't seem like he's ever going to be Joe Burrow, that style, like Joe Cool and his whole leadership, whatever. Lamar Jackson. I'm just kind of going through who the top quarterbacks in their leadership style. What's Lamar Jackson's leadership style?
I think he's an alpha. I mean, he's definitely an alpha.
But it's physically based, right, more than anything else. He knows he's the best athlete in any room he walks
in.
And
I think he has a kind of a quiet confidence about him. Like, you just kind of in him, it kind of ruminates off of him, you know? And so I don't, even though Drake, he doesn't have to yell and scream, but there is a way in which you walk around and do your business that you can feel the confidence oozing off of him. I don't have that feeling when I watch him play yet.
Time now for our league leaders and who's circling the drains, presented by Drains by James. Drains by James is Eastern Mass's leader in residential and commercial drain cleaning and pipelining at drainsbyjames.com. At Drains by James, they give a poop about your pipes, and I'm going to use this as our jumping off point. Who's the best leader at the quarterback position in football right now? Is it just simply Patrick Mahomes because he's the best player?
No question.
Okay.
No question.
So that would be the league leader in leadership at the quarterback position is Patrick Mahomes. Who's the worst leader you've seen as a starting quarterback of late in the National Football League quarterback position?
I think Aaron Rodgers is a terrible leader.
Oh, okay.
Terrible leader. I thought Ben Roethlisberger was a terrible,
I agree with
terrible
that.
Leader.
And yet he won two Super Bowls. What would he have been like if he actually got his sort of leadership, emotional, adult comportment?
Heard
stories from friends that were in the Pittsburgh Police Department, Ted, and he was even worse off-field.
Yeah, yeah. Just
awful person when he was younger.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, just missing, always threatening to retire. Retire already, shut up, you know? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, those are a couple of guys that jump to mind. I'm trying to think what I don't know. Is like Kirk Cousins, is he a good leader? I don't know. I don't get a sense.
He doesn't ooze it.
You know what
he's but he's like a fun teammate with the dancing.
But
he's
corporate.
Like Kirky Two
Chainz
like thing
Ryan.
He does.
To me, Matt Ryan was so corporate.
Good,
it's like this,
good comparison.
It's like this. They're not really leaders. They're just they're leaders of their own little industry, which is Matt Ryan Inc. You know, they're not. It doesn't spill into the team. I don't get that sense.
What about a guy like Justin Herbert, who, like, again, has all the skills in the world, but you don't see a lot of
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Demonstrative behavior out of.
Yeah, I
what
don't
do you think a guy like that.
Quiet, I haven't quiet seen confidence? Enough of him to really gauge
it.
Could
you see Harbaugh like hammering him on the shoulder?
And that's what I was thinking
about.
Like,
let's go.
Maybe that's a case where the coach becomes more of a fuse to light the quarterback's mm-hmm. leadership. You know, the classic example of this is Dan Marino, who was as fiery as anybody. Was it good or bad? Yep. Hell, Ted, we were watching it the other day when you sacked him. Yes, you sacked him. Mm-hmm. And his shoulder pad popped out of the thing, and he was yep. freaking out at his left tackle to fix his shoulder pad.
Oh, I've heard some stories.
Good leader or bad leader?
Bad. Marino's, sorry, Dan. You know what? If we're being honest, not a good leader.
Right. But that's a fiery guy. Like, so we're talking about Drake May maybe not being fiery enough, not being assertive enough. But that's an example of a guy who was really fiery, really assertive, and you're telling me, it didn't work.
Right.
It wasn't in a positive light. And that's where
it's got to feel, the guy's got to feel like they mean something, that you, all you care about is winning, and that you will put your selfish stuff, all the things that comes with being a big time quarterback in the NFL, that's less important than winning and being a good teammate.
And don't you have to be willing, and your boy Vrabel brought this up during his press conference today. Somebody asked something about everybody liking Drake May. And Mike said something to the effect, it's the National Football League. Not everybody's going to like you.
Yeah.
Get over that. And I've always thought to be a great leader, you have to have some a-hole in you. You can't be afraid to be the a-hole. Willie is the guy that I always used. I always thought Willie was more than happy to be the a-hole if he needed to be.
Oh, you're going
to
tell that to his face?
No, not at all.
Yeah.
But he was
like, from my seat, he could hit you right here.
Yes.
He can.
But he
your
would
face
like
off.
He'd walk into the locker room and Bethel Johnson be something doing something stupid, and he would like
look at you,
bitch slap him right in front of the media.
No, he
you know what I mean? And if you want to be liked, you can't be a great leader, because there's going to be times when you don't like what you see. You need to call somebody out. You need to deal with it. Does Drake May have to be willing to do that?
Yes, but the key part is he's not comfortable with his game yet. You got to be so feeling like you're playing at a high level before you can be the a-hole, because if you're throwing interceptions and you're losing games and you're being an a-hole, then that's guys will be like, bro, really? Well, you need to check that, because that's – so he has to get cred in the locker room. He has to go out there and perform and win. Then he can be the guy that you and I want him to be.
It's what we said earlier. Sometimes it's hard to tell the chicken or the egg, what came first, the leadership or the success. Like, yep. I don't know if Jaden Daniels is necessarily a great leader, because I think things went really well last year. And the time to lead is when things aren't going well. In a way, Drake May was more prepared for leadership because he went through a really tough rookie season. He went through the line stinks. Why aren't you starting? Now you're starting. Why aren't you winning? You're losing games. You're turning it over. Like, that could be really good developmental leadership for him. More so than Jaden Daniels, who showed up. He's hitting Hail Marys. They're going to the NFC title. Like, that was easy.
Yeah, don't let that one-win season be in vain. Like,
right.
You use it to propel you forward.
Yeah, it's both. That should he should be able to use those scars to his advantage. But I bet it almost means, in a lot of ways, we may not see the best of what Drake May can be as a leader until he gets the McDaniels playbook down.
Oh, yeah, you have to be comfortable. Yeah.
Like, with the whole comfortable in his
play. You can't yell at people and then be like, hey, Josh, what am I supposed to do here?
There you go.
Who's the mic and who am I throwing to? Just whisper it in my ear so no one hears you. Yeah. Absolutely. He has to get hit. And that's actually Bill. I know you get mad when I bring up Bill.
I don't. Go, bring him up.
Bill was always.
Well, he didn't say you love Bill, right?
Oh, when are we going to do a Bill report? Great. We need a Bill report.
Great,
tomorrow.
Have you heard?
Tomorrow.
Dating this younger girl.
I have.
The Athletic just did a massive feature on who is Jordan Hudson. I'm sure we'll touch on that tomorrow. But he was always a big believer that the first step in leadership is making sure you have your crap together.
Oh, yeah.
Like, then you can influence others, do other things. But if you don't have your crap together, you can't lead. And Drake May needs to get his crap together, knowing the offense, and then succeeding, not throwing interceptions, right, making the right reads, doing the right things. So that's going to be a talking point, not just for the summer. That's going to be a talking point this entire season. Beyond the wins, the losses, the plays, is Drake May leading the Patriots in the right direction? Mm-hmm. Is he built for that? And I'm sure you'll keep us up to date on the Ted Johnson leadership.
I'm here
meter.
For you, brother.
Because right now, was yours 6.5? Fitzy, is that the 6.5 you
had? I told you. I had him at, out of 10. My confidence in his leadership ability was a 6.5.
What's yours, Ted, out of 10?
Out of 10 right now? I'd probably say about that. That's probably about right. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
As I said to him, you bring home a 6.65 on a test, your parents are mad.
His leadership, I would say, look, his leadership is probably 6.5, but his natural raw talent abilities are like 9+.
Yeah. But the 6.5 is necessary.
We got to get that. We got to get that up
to maximize the 9+.
That's it.
617-779-7937 if you want to chime in on the Patriots and Drake May's leadership skills. Up next, Ted Johnson talked to Mike Vrabel. They also grunted a little, sized each other up, touched each other a little bit. That's Ted Johnson with Mike Vrabel here on WEEI Afternoons.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.